In this bulletin, Anzac Day commemorated individually around Australia and New Zealand amid the coronavirus pandemic. The death of a 90-year-old Tasmanian man brings Australia's COVID-19 death toll to 80. And AFL games could restart across Australia as soon as June. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Australians all over the country have marked Anzac Day at the end of driveways, in front yards, or inside homes at dawn. The coronavirus outbreak has forced traditional memorials to be cancelled for the first time in decades. 11-year-old bagpipe player Coda Ayen says it's been an honour to perform at a private service at 5 a.m. and then again at Bear Park on Sydney Harbour.
It's just happy and seeing people just thinking about the Anzac Day again and the Anzac Spirit.
Anzac Day marches have been cancelled for only the third time. The last time was in 1942, and previously during the devastating Spanish flu outbreak. Vietnam War veteran John Shepherd says it's important to reflect on the Anzac spirit and the idea of sacrifice during the COVID-19 pandemic.
People that have been in conflict, everyone makes a huge sacrifice. That's exactly what the population of Australia on their home ground is doing now. To get through it, to survive and be responsible in a good way for everyone else.
The nation's leaders paid tribute in Canberra at a private ceremony broadcast across the country. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says while this year's commemorations were interrupted, Australians haven't been stopped from pausing to remember the fallen.
On Anzac Day 1919, the first after the Great War, there were no city marches or parades for the returning veterans because Australians were battling the Spanish flu pandemic. Though our streets were empty, the returning veterans were not forgotten. On the shores of Gallipoli, where Australians landed 4 years before, a small group of Anzacs who had been arranging and tending the graves of their mates gathered, and there was no pomp at that little service. And so our remembrances today, small, quiet and homely, will be.
There were similar scenes across the Tasman as thousands of New Zealanders honoured Anzac Day in lockdown. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern paid her respects on her driveway alongside her fiancé and his father. She says she's been heartened by the show of support displayed by New Zealanders joining the National Stand at Dawn campaign.
Yes, we have had to find new ways to commemorate together, but our purpose remains the same. Today, we honour the Anzac commitment, and we reflect on our enduring hopes for peace in a world that does not ask for the sacrifice of war, but instead asks for a commitment to empathy, kindness, and to our shared humanity. May we remember that as we stand together this Anzac Day, lest we forget.
A 10th Tasmanian has died of coronavirus, taking Australia's COVID-19 death toll to 80. The 90-year-old man passed away yesterday at the Mercy Community Hospital in the state's northwest. 9 out of 10 Tasmanian COVID-19 deaths have been people from that region of the state. Across Australia, more than 6,600 people have contracted the virus, with 12 new cases reported in New South Wales. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says it brings the number of cases in the state to 2,994.
The good news is of those cases, currently there are 2,193 people who have recovered. So that's a very, very positive outcome for our community here in New South Wales. There are still 203 people who are receiving care for their COVID-19.
The pandemic's average daily increase in infections has fallen to 0.2%, a promising sign as the government prepares to ease lockdowns in the coming weeks. And in sport, Victorian health officials have confirmed a June return for the AFL may be possible if the state continues to record only small increases in new COVID-19 cases. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says there's a chance of a June restart, but the situation remains fluid. The AFL is hoping to announce next month when games will restart. The league is considering several options, including moving all 18 clubs to Victoria or setting up hubs in three states. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 25, Adelaide rain clearing early 20, Melbourne early rain then a shower or 2 18, Hobart shower or 2 windy 16, Canberra shower or 2 17, Wollongong partly cloudy 24, Sydney much the same 27, similar conditions in Newcastle 28, Brisbane mostly sunny 28, Cairns shower or 2 30, and Darwin mostly sunny 35. This is SBS News.